Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko and podcast number 11, How to Eliminate Suffering and Get Enlightened. There are two fundamentally different ways in which we can experience ourselves. First, the way most of us usually experience ourselves, as a creation, a separate entity distinct from other entities whose survival is always at stake. Some people call this the ego. Second, as the creator of that creation, as consciousness, as self, with a capital S, as non-dual awareness, as that which has always existed and always will exist. The creation is experienced as an entity that is either good enough or not good enough. The creator, consciousness, self, is not experienced as some thing. Rather, it's a state of consciousness in which one experiences oneself as whole and complete, with nothing missing. On the other hand, because the creation is something specific, there is always something it is not. In other words, there is always something missing. What is enlightenment? Enlightenment consists of distinguishing yourself and then experiencing, as distinct from understanding, that you already are the creator, self, consciousness, not merely the creation. It's just that most people haven't experienced it yet. Therefore, transformation or enlightenment is not a place to get to. You're already there. And transformation or enlightenment is nothing more than continually creating that experience for yourself. Why we need self-esteem? If we're going to experience ourselves as a creation, we need a high level of self-esteem. Why? Because we experience ourselves as something whose survival is always at stake. We need to believe I'm able to survive, good enough, important, capable, and worthy of surviving. Nathaniel Brandon was the first person I know to point this out. And a high level of self-esteem is more conducive to our survival than a low level of self-esteem. But when you distinguish yourself as the creator of the creation, which you can easily experience with the Who Am I Really process, then a paradox occurs. You no longer need a high level of self-esteem because your survival is no longer in question. And you experience yourself as whole and complete, as okay just the way you are, with nothing missing, anything's possible, and no limitation, which feels like a high level of self-esteem. Although it's possible to change the creation by eliminating our beliefs about ourselves, which changes how we act and feel, the very act of experiencing ourselves as a creation will necessarily result in experiencing something missing, some limitations, and as the Buddha said, some degree of suffering. Some suffering seems to be inherent in the experience of ourselves as a creation, an entity whose survival is always at stake. Let me explain why. If some things are good for us, conducive to our survival, then other things are bad for us, a threat to our survival. And when we encounter anything that we consider to be a threat to our survival, we feel anxiety and suffer. Depending on our beliefs and who we think we are, we can be threatened by people who are angry at us, not being liked by people, making mistakes, not reaching our goals. In other words, by anything that we consider bad. In other words, when anything we consider ourselves to be, a good parent, a hard worker, a sexy person, is threatened, we feel anxiety because we think we are in danger of extinction. When we experience ourselves as a creation with a low level of self-esteem, our lives become about acquiring self-esteem. We create survival strategies, which are substitutes for self-esteem, that run our lives, such as having people think well of us, taking care of others, or doing things perfectly. We think these survival strategies will make us good enough or important. Unfortunately, it's an endless quest because they never really work, although they can ameliorate anxiety for the moment. The Lefko method has two purposes. This is why the Lefko method has a twofold purpose. to help you change your creation, for example, from not good enough to good enough, and also to facilitate you to distinguish and then experience yourself as the creator of that creation. As long as you have human form, you probably will experience that that form's survival is always at stake. But it's possible to transcend that experience and distinguish yourself as the creator at any time. In that transcendent state, you experience that you're the space in which reality and time show up, that you always were and always will be, and that survival is never an issue. So although it's possible to minimize suffering by changing the creation, eliminating beliefs that lead to dysfunctional behavior and feelings, as long as you experience yourself as a creation, suffering is always lurking just around the corner. The best way to relieve suffering is to create yourself as the creator, as self, as non-dual awareness. An alternative method. There seems to be a second method that I've been exploring recently. To detach oneself from the dualistic world in which we live. To dissolve the meaning we impose on meaningless reality. And face reality stripped bare of all meaning. When the meaning's gone, anxiety and suffering will be gone too. Suffering and any other unpleasant emotion are the result of adding the meaning, bad for me, as distinct from good for me, to a meaningless event. That meaning causes the suffering. Human beings are always creating meaning because we need to know, good or bad, for my survival. So there appears to be two ways to relieve suffering. To experience yourself as the creator, as distinct from the creation, or to act very uncreation-like and dissolve all the meaning from events, to live totally in the moment. The Lefko occurring process was designed to do just that. Please share any comments you have on these thoughts on enlightenment and how they relieve suffering. These weekly blog posts also exist as podcasts. If this is the first time you're hearing it, please sign up for the RSS feed or at iTunes to get the podcast sent to you weekly. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one limiting belief free. And finally, to purchase DVD programs that we guarantee to eliminate 8 of the most common daily problems people face, go to recreateyourlife.com/store. Until next week, enjoy yourselves and free yourself from your limiting beliefs.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.